You don't hear stories like this often. It's been all over the news this week.
Portsmouth school officials confirm a member of the team's coaching staff, Arlisha Boykins, played in this game as if she were one of Churchland's student athletes. School officials found out and reported the coach's play to the Virginia High School League.
It was one of the coaches on the JV team. 22 years old, that's how old she is. And she impersonated a 13-year-old who was out of town during the game at like a different tournament.
I mean, you know, sometimes you got one of those instructors, one of those teachers, right? They look pretty young. You think you might be able to get away with it?
I was watching the video from the game.
Yeah.
I gotta say, like, she didn't look much bigger or different than the other girls, like, to be honest.
Like, it's wrong, and I know that it's wrong in every part of it.
I mean, she's 22 years old athlete.
Same time, though. What a game, though, for everybody else that's on the team. You're like, we're winning today. You know what I mean? Like, you got your butt kicked last time by this high school, and all of a sudden you get the secret weapon. It's like playing with Teen Wolf or something. They get out there and they're just dunking on people, killing them.
It's a JV team. It's not even like a varsity team. It's a JV team.
I mean, at 22, she's the coach. You feel like she's probably pretty good, right? So give it to the hot hand.
Well, the head coach has been fired, and they're looking into all of it, and everybody's mad, as you can expect.
Oh.
But we started thinking about it. It's like, all right, if you could actually go back to high school, because you keep hearing these stories like in the news and there's movies that are created about it,
yeah,
that if you could go to high school and redo something or change something,
right,
what would it be?
Yeah, the whole time travel thing is a dangerous premise, right? But I mean, and I wasn't great at sports, so I'm going to say for me, it's not sports, but I would go back, honestly, and crush my senior thesis and my senior paper for my vocation, too. Like, I just, you know, the thing that, like, I passed both of them. I handed them in. But if you ask me right now, I don't even know what they were about, to tell you the truth. And I just feel like, you know, presence of mind, you know, I was just hanging out and having a good time in high school. Like, if I went back, I would just go back and crush that. The main part being is that my English thesis had to go to Mrs. Sadinsky, who was the scariest teacher in town, in the zip code. I kid you not. And I just feel like I would hand it back in this time, and I'd be like, take that, Mrs. Sadinsky, take that.
I'm looking at our Facebook page at Ann on Raven. If you could redo one thing from high school, what would it be?
Mm.
Alex says, I was way too polite. I should have called I can't say that word on the air.
Wow.
I should have called someone a something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
April wrote, my boyfriends. Yeah. You know what, April? Yeah. I'm kind of with you. I made some pretty bad decisions back
then. Same
here.
Yeah. Yep. I made some bad decisions in there, that regard, too.
Yeah. Karen says, I wish I was more outgoing as I am now. I was so shy back then. Yeah.
Yeah, in some ways, I wish I was, too. Like, I was outgoing, but I wish I had been in different ways, you know?
Mauricio says, go to the prom. I did not go.
Oh, see, that's a big one.
That's a
big one. And he deserves a do-over.
Yeah.
I hope you kill it at your reunion, bro.
For me, it was, I'm the first one from my family to be born in America. All my family has been born in Italy. So
sure.
Nobody went to college. So it wasn't put on me that I had to go to college.
So it was in front of mind.
It was in front of mind. So yeah. I didn't really work as hard, and I didn't think I was as smart as the smart kids.
Same.
And now, like, not till I'm older now, where, you know, I went on and did fine and got a master's degree and all that. But
now you know you're smarter than everybody.
Right. But if I would have went back, I could have tried harder. I would have not taken the time off of college. I would have went right after college. I would have gotten into a better school, like all that kind of stuff, you know?
I would have messed around less. You know, that's the main thing, is I would have wasted less time.
Yeah.
You know?
If you could have a high school redo, go back and change one thing, what would it be? 1-800-330-9999. If you could redo one thing from high school, what would it be? You can call 1-800-330-9999. There's this story that's all over the news. A JV coach, basketball coach, got fired because she was 22 years old, impersonated one of the 13-year-old players and got on the court in the middle of a game.
Imagine, right? You're going up against a team that's whooped you every single time. And one of the kids is out and you're like, you know what? I got an idea. And you are bringing the thunder during that game. It's like playing with Teen Wolf. I'm serious. It's like a fantasy.
She got fired. But
right up until she got fired.
But if you could go back to high school and redo something and you had that opportunity, what would it be? We asked on the streets is what they said.
Don't drink gin during study hall. Got myself expelled for a year.
Did you have to redo the year?
I went to the rubber room, which was the little room across the street for bad kids. So I did get my education. So I learned the hard way.
I mean, learn the hard way. That's for sure. One big mistake like that and your high school career is over, and that sets a bad path for the rest of your future.
Yes, drinking gin in high school. Bad mistake.
Bad mistake.
Yeah, bad mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, I would cut my hair. And all the girls would be all over me. Oh, it was down on my shoulders. It was terrible.
Sometimes you look back and you know immediately when you made a mistake, and you were so into that mistake while you were making it. You were like, no, I know best. And then you look back later and you're like, what was I thinking?
Honestly, I would work not as hard, and I would have had more fun and lived in the moment.
So funny, because both Raven and I said earlier that we would work harder in high school. And to think the other side of that, like the people that just studied and all they did was study and they didn't have fun and they didn't go to the parties. It's an interesting take.
Right? Maybe they should have made a high school 6 years so we could have done both.
Are you crazy? I was not a fan of high school. I tell Hayden, my older daughter, she's going to be 14. I tell her all the time, I go, middle school and high school are the worst years.
No, like, I had a blast. I had a blast.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. If you could redo one thing from high school, what would it be? Nancy, what was your high school redo?
So the first good prom was my best friend all through high school. And like a week before, he called. He says that he knows I'll understand, but he's going to go with this cheerleader, Pam, who broke up with her boyfriend. But he knows I'll understand because we're still best friends. Today, girls would have gone to the prom by themselves with a group of people. I didn't go. Oh. Now, the clincher is, now this guy is a priest, and I'm happily married, so the heck with him.
Is he the priest at your church?
No, but he can't celebrate our wedding, Raven.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Nancy.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
She was like, no, I know the guy who's doing the ceremony. Wow, vengeance is hers. Wow. Tom, high school do-over, what would you do differently? You're going to go back, you're going to set one thing right.
I think I would go back and just have the self-confidence I had in myself that I do now. I was visually impaired, still am visually impaired, but now that I'm going for my master's degree right now, I don't care what people think. I just go for it. So if I went back, I would just hold on to that same positive attitude that I have now.
Great. I was just talking about this the other day with my friends. I wish I had the confidence years ago that I have now. I just feel like it would have been a better person, all that self-doubt all those years.
Yeah, I was popular. I had friends. I did things that I wanted to do, but still there was room for more self-confidence and to have it differently, have the understanding of that. Yeah. I think that that's a great
1,000%. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a great choice, man. And
thank
good
you.
For you. No limits, my friend. No limits.
Appreciate that. Thanks, guys.